Are you ready for the Low Blows Network?
Guys, you know, we actually do not have a lot of time.
It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're prepared to answer. So, we're not a corporate team.
We got to do this in fast forward. Ask those guys in fast forward. We've got like 20, 50 questions. Let's do it. King, go.
I want to trade.
The Viking Raiders for the Usos. No. Shit. Oh, no. I've given away a trade. I've got to stick with it because I can't go back. No. Ricochet for Drew McIntyre. That's my trade.
Okay.
I'm going to trade Jurassic West for Hangman and Omega.
Oh, that's good. No, they've won, haven't they?
Yeah. So they're going to keep winning.
Yeah, cool. Is that cool?
Okay, yeah, go on, yeah, fast forward. Sorry, guys.
At Gary on Graps, do Facebook memories serve as a reminder of how bad we used to be on social media years ago?
That is the only reason Facebook memories exist.
Every fucking day. Like, and I actually sit there with the debate of, will I delete this? Or will I leave it there to remind myself not to be?
No, yeah, I leave it. I always leave. Only me. Like, you know that privacy sentence?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one else can see that shit.
It's a great way of finding out if someone's unfriended you as well.
Oh, really?
If you've been tagged in like group stuff, I click in and then it's like you can see who you're not friends
with
and stuff anymore.
You can't honestly take it personally though, because Facebook
is... Oh, no, I don't take it. It's more a curiosity thing. Because I sit there and I'm like, I wonder what was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, what did I say?
But also like on Twitter, if someone unfollows you, it's like that's an active thing. Whereas on Facebook, it's like, yeah, Facebook's dead. I mean, you could just have unfriended everyone, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wouldn't even think twice about it. Yeah, I don't know anybody who's ever said, that Facebook memory is great. I'm delighted I saw that.
So, sometimes pictures I do when I reshare them and stuff. The other thing it's useful for is untagging my ex in photos.
I was about to say, like, seeing ex, like, pictures of your ex and all, like.
Yeah.
I had an ex who, like, every year, like, because we just went, like, cringy mad one year, like every day tagging each other and stuff, like,
oh, no.
And then, like, but every year around that time of year, it's, like, Christmas, Valentine's Day. Now, thank God, like, they're loved up now, so, like, it's fine, so I don't get it, I haven't got it this year, but, like, every year for a few years, I used to get texts, like, remember these days, and I'm like, it's over, like, we went over a few months, like, cop on. It was just, like, a little prompt, or get little like notifications on, like, old posts, like, where they unliked it and re-liked it, so I get a notification, I'm like, stop, this is tragic, and this is really, and like, you've actually made me embarrassed that I put up stuff on Facebook with you, like, oh, it's cringe, no, I hate it all.
Thanks for the question, Gary. Aina, at Brown with No, got any band names, asking for a mate?
Asking for a Mate is a really good band name.
Yeah, go with that.
I'd say The Band, so that when people know what they're like, what are you talking about? You'd be like, The Band.
And it's been done already.
What?
It's a really famous documentary from the 80s.
Oh, for fuck. Right, call your band. Call your band Keith.
Keith The Band.
Do you know what? We laugh, but if you saw Keith The Band on a festival list, that's the one that catch your eye. Like, Keith The Band.
You'd love that. That'd be your favourite band.
That's a deadly name. Yeah, yeah. Go with that, Aina. Thanks for the question, by the way. John at Mr. Linda Block. On Riverdale's flash forwards, do you think Jughead, is that the name?
Yeah.
Okay. Is really dead or is it a fake out? My theory is it's a perfect murder from his ghostwritten Baxter Boys writing proposal from earlier in the season, and he's alive but faking it to catch up with the rest of the Secret Society.
I think that is an absolutely solid theory, and I think along the same lines myself. I think they've all planned it to maybe either see will the stuff work for his book or to catch out someone else who's a murderer. Riverdale's batshit crazy, and it's the best hour of your life you'll spend watching TV. It's amazing.
I think it's really interesting how John will write like three really offensive questions to like offend you to the max, where you like write him off as a person, and then you know it's just the right question to pull you back in.
Yeah. Now look, if he was to send me like, I don't know. No, it's not him that usually sends the fuck, marry, kills, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Like, if he sent me one about, like, the Riverdale dads or something, I'd answer it. It's just he sends me things I don't answer.
Bit sexist. Just saying, bit sexist.
No, it's not sexist.
It's sexism against men.
It's actually ageist, because I only fancy the dads in the show.
All right, that's just a creepy
old person thing, isn't it? So what's your opinion on Riverdale, Rick? Do you watch it? Or?
Nope.
I fucking love EastEnders, so I agree with your theory. Thanks for the question, John. At Bob DeBilda, Leo Varadkar, Michal Martin, Mary Lou McDonald, fuck, marry, kill.
No.
Well, I'll answer it if you won't. Do you have an answer, Rick?
Kill Mary Lou McDonald.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I wouldn't fuck Leo Varadkar, but I fuck Leo Varadkar. Marry Michal Martin by default.
Why?
Like, he seems a sturdy stand-up guy. He's loyal to the party.
Probably bring you out for dinner on a Sunday.
Like. He definitely would. Like, yeah. He'd bring you nice places. Like, he'd bring you for a nice walk.
Oh, you'd want to... you'd walk with Micheál Martin. That's what you're saying.
Like, I'm just saying, he's a safe bet.
Right.
Not in politics. Don't vote him in, for God's sake. But, like, in terms of, like, I'd marry him. Just wouldn't vote for him.
Marry Mary Lou. I think I'd kill Micheál Martin simply because I think we're going to see the fall of Leo Varadkar. You know what I mean? He's already been Taoiseach. So it's like, Micheál Martin hasn't been Taoiseach, so he still has that potential victory and that happy moment that he... Because I hate them both.
Not if he's dead.
That's what I'm saying. So if I kill Micheál Martin, he can't experience that. You know what I mean? Whereas Leo Varadkar already has, so, you know, fuck it.
That's a really dark, like, reason to kill someone so he can never experience joy.
It's Micheál Martin. you want to walk on beaches with Micheál Martin? I'd rather he...
I'm just saying, of the three, if I had to go for walks with someone, it'd be Micheál Martin.
That's a weird quote. Like, I didn't think I'd hear that quote today for any reason or ever, but here we are. Thanks for the question, Bob the Builder. At Kento CCFC, make an extremely early prediction as to who will win next year's Royal Rumbles.
Okay, hear me out for the men, but Heath Slater. Because Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre both went away and got jacked and came back and became really successful. So I think it's Heath Slater's turn.
It's his time.
I disagree, but I think we'll see a 3MB moment in the next Rumble.
Fucking hope
we do. If McIntyre is in the Rumble.
Who's going to win it next year? Who's like on the rise? Balor.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Balor next year. Women's Rumble.
Rhea Ripley, someone like that.
Yeah, nailed on.
I'm going to say Rowan and Ember Moon. Or Ronda.
Ember Moon wasn't even in it this year. No, she's injured.
There's a lot of injuries.
Is Sasha injured?
Joe's injured. Sasha's injured. She's in. Like, everyone's injured. Everyone is injured. It's mad.
It always happens around Mania.
But the roster's so bloated now that you don't even notice because there's like so many people to fill in spots.
I just thought they didn't have room for Sasha. I didn't know she was injured.
No, she was.
Yeah, Sasha's definitely somebody to leave
out. I thought they booted her for Santina.
But Shotzi Blackheart, she got there.
So, yeah, made a prediction. Everyone, okay, cool. Thanks for the question, Kento. At Killer Steve W, do you think that Irish wrestling could ever hit a peak where a company could run a major venue like Three Arena in the same way Progress and ICW have in the past in the UK?
Yes.
Like, this era, I think, has hit the peak. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Rick says this literally every month.
Well, no, I think it has. But I think it has. Like, I think this era is going to hit their peak. Could it ever do it? Yes. Like, because like what happens with peaks is that like it kind of like gets smaller for a while, and then it rebuilds and comes back with something even bigger. So like the next peak. Think of what built this peak. It was the experience of say the likes of Joker Bray, but Finn Balor. Becky, Sheamus, like, well, not so much Sheamus, but Finn Balor and Becky, like, feeding back information that they learned from being at the top. And that kind of led to, like, an explosion of talent. Think about, like, the next generation and who they'll be learning off. You know what I mean? Look at this era's successful people. Martina, Scotty Davis, Valkyrie, Michael May, Debbie Keitel. You know what I mean? Like, the young guns coming up and the amount of them who are going to go on to, more than hype as well, are just waiting to explode. The amount of them who are going to go on to huge success and then feedback, the lessons, the amount of knowledge that's going to come back in. So can it rebuild and get back to a stage where it gets Three Arena big? Like, yeah, absolutely it can. I just don't think that this era has the steam to be able to build up to like five times the size of it. Do you know what I mean?
That's a fair answer. I'm not going to predict when it comes to like OTT and the current crop right now. At some point, yeah, definitely. I think Rick kind of nailed that one. Thanks for the question, Killer. At Clueless Nerd, people give Lesnar a stick for not putting in a shift in the ring and not caring, but how good was his selling reactions in the Rumble?
It was fantastic.
Lesnar always puts in a shift.
I love Lesnar.
I think he always cares. He wouldn't. He's not just there purely for the money because he could make money other ways. Mm. You know what I mean? I think he does love wrestling, and I don't think he's like lazy. I think he just knows exactly what he has to do for him. Mm. I don't want to see a 30-minute Brock Lesnar
match. No, I don't either. I think him doing the little that he does makes it special and it gives him that aura. You know what I mean? It's important. I'm not one of these people complaining to Lesnar. I think he's doing his job perfectly. And he Do you disagree? Or
no,
agree?
I think we're a rare breed among the podcast community. We're a Brock Lesnar show. Yeah. And it's strange, I know, but like then, yeah, you're right, Adam. You look at the Rumble this Sunday and his performance, it was objectively fantastic, really fucking entertaining. The amount of gifts that are coming out of that match are of Brock Lesnar. Do you know what I mean? That's where the gifts are coming from. And his reactions and stuff like that. He is good at what he does. It's just that he doesn't do the things that people like in wrestlers, but also he's a heel, so he's not supposed to.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for the question, Adam. At @BrendanK_12, if we were to redo the infamous Scott Steiner numbers promo with a wrestler today, who would it be and why? Liam Royal.
Probably me, because I have like numerical dyslexia. I can't do simple sums in my head. Is that what the actual word for it?
Yeah, I learned that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, no, like in school, I had to use calculators for everything. I can still count on my fingers to this day.
Did you do foundation maths?
No. Oh. I had a fight with the teacher who taught foundation maths, so I had to stay in the higher level and I failed maths.
That's mean. Yeah. Did you not have ordinary level?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed in that either. It was the same teacher.
Stop fighting with teachers, for God's sake.
Same teacher.
All right, fair enough.
And I was a little nerd in school. I was head girl and captain of the debate team. Okay, I don't know how this happened.
Why did you get in a fight?
Because I couldn't do the maths.
All right.
You well gave some cheeky shit.
Did they just not
response.
Understand? Like,
I think so. Right. Because I was like an A student in everything except maths, and I couldn't do it, and therefore I didn't do my homework because I didn't understand how to do it.
You well gave some cheeky shit response, though.
I didn't.
You well did. You well gave a bit of sass.
And I went to a great school, so I don't understand what has happened in maths class. But to this day, like, I cannot do sums. I can't remember phone numbers. I can't remember codes. Like, when it comes to numbers, they're a blur to me. I cannot handle them at all.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think I go with Katie then as well. You've sold me.
Yeah, I think it'd be really funny seeing Katie try this, so I changed my answer. But I think Liam Royal, it would be a good fit as well. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Brendan. At Jackie Hook, who has the best low blow in wrestling history?
China.
I was going to go with Linda McMahon, but...
Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura. Do you remember that whole thing? That was iconic.
Yeah, they did build a
theater
around that.
Because
he's got a perfect low blow face. China like made the low blow. Do you know what I mean? Like, I that's the correct answer. But just to give a bit of variance, Shinsuke, like the little face where he put the evil face he pulled when he hit AJ Styles, like it's fucking that's hilarious. That'll be burned into my brain for like forever.
Thanks for the question, Jack. And we've now got a question from another Jack. At Jack Donovan 3, have you ever taken part in any arm wrestling matches? Before we get into that, I also just want to take a quick look at his Twitter, because we always like to welcome new guests.
Yeah,
you know, new
just
kind of
get a feel for who you are.
Everybody asks a question, I'm like, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah.
So, oh, it's Joseph Donovan.
Sorry.
No, that's Rick's fault.
That's my bad.
We go to his Twitter. #AskEvers, have you ever had an arm wrestling match with another wrestler? #AskEvers, have you ever had an arm wrestling match with another wrestler? #AskWWEMaria, ever arm wrestle with another wrestler? #AskTaya, have you ever arm wrestled with any other wrestlers? I think he's just an arm wrestling enthusiast. It is growing.
Genuine fan.
You know,
he's
I mean,
a purist.
Who can forget MVP Matt Hardy, the classic arm wrestling battle of 2006?
I had genuinely forgotten.
Seven? I think it was seven, actually. But still, very, very iconic wrestling match. And you know what? Maybe there's room for more arm wrestling matches in pro wrestling. But no, I have never arm wrestled, ever.
Someone once left a comment on my Facebook, just a random fan that had me being like, hey, have you ever done arm wrestling matches? I'd love to see you do an arm wrestling match. And I just went, hey man, that's a little bit insensitive. I broke both my arms 2 weeks ago. And then he unfriended me on Facebook.
Like, You're used to still.
That'd be really
and do you know
funny.
That person's name? Joseph Donovan.
Well, shout out, and I know that's gas.
Keep asking questions, specifically that one.
I wonder if that's somebody we'd know, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, under a different...
They follow us now, so who knows? Hopefully
you know, I
listen.
Hope we've made a fan
Joseph,
of the show.
There you go. Like, stay tuned, and anyway, keep in touch. Like, we want to know how that works out for you.
I'm entertained by the questions. At @Chloe_Lynch, who wrestler would you want to play you? I fucked that question up. Great, good job, Keen. What wrestler would you want to play you in a movie about your life?
I don't know. Rihanna. It's just a wrestler. Yeah, go an old reliable Rihanna. CBL.
That's a good one, actually. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go Ricochet. I think it may be closer than me think. Who knows?
We're up to 45 likes.
Oh, God.
He's going to notice.
Well, like, by the time people hear this, like, if it went anywhere, like,
yeah, you'd know.
Now they're going to know. Oh, actually, I shouldn't have brought that
I'm going to retweet it on Friday.
Stop retweeting it.
I'm going to say Owen Richards. I think he's fucking, I think he's cool. So anyway, Owen Richards in a wig.
53 likes, actually.
Stop.
Okay, here we go. Let me do my best here. Oh, sorry. Thanks for the question, Chloe. At Rian 3846 2930. Actually, can you read his username? Can you read his username?
Oh, fuck, that's
really mean. That's actually low.
Now, see, if I was genuinely typing this in, right, I'd have to enlarge it and I'd have to cover the numbers with my finger as I typed it or wrote it down somewhere.
That's really
mean. You call me mean, right? Rian chose this as his Twitter handle. He can choose anything and he chooses that knowing that you struggle with it. So,
what if he has numerical dyslexia too and he was trying to write his name or something?
Yeah, he thought that was a surname.
Anyway,
really mean. And for me, what have you done to me? I was standing up a second ago. I was a good guy a second ago, and you ruined it.
After discovering Kian's hidden gem to me of a YouTube channel, so that's his words, and coming across the fanfic video, creasing myself, I thought, if you had to pick one wrestler to write a fanfic about that involved you, sorry, I'm butchering this question, haven't I? If you have to pick one wrestler to write a fanfic about that involved you, who would it be? Will Ospreay for me, absolute specimen. Again, not my answer. That's Rian's answer.
So is this just about like wrestlers we fancy who we would write?
Well, who do you think would make for good fanfic material? It could just be for storyline purposes. Maybe they're charismatic.
Someone who has delved deeply into the fanfiction world in the past.
Oh god!
Do you arm wrestle in those fanfics?
It wasn't wrestling fanfic, so it's fine.
It's not creepy.
It's not weird.
Keen. Oh my god! You need to do homework on this sometime.
What?
You need to find Katie's old fanfics.
You'll never find it.
Oh, no, it's well under some weird, like, Dean Ambrose fan. Or CM Hulk.
MCR, no, it has MCR in it. It has MCR in it. Am I right?
Yeah.
MCR Katie. MCR _ Katie.
You're trying to get her back.
What year were you born? What year? You're what? You 1 year younger than me, are you?
Yeah.
So MCR Katie, 88.
Nope.
I'm getting close.
I was born in 89.
Why did you give us
MCR Katie 89?
Anyway, what's the question? Oh yeah, fanfic. Who'd you put in it?
Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Weird.
Very sweaty. That's a very sweaty fanfic.
It's not really like...
He's a very sweaty
Samoa
man.
Samoa Joe is one of the most attractive men in WWE.
Yeah, but he's just very sweaty. It's just a very sweaty fanfic, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Very moist fanfic. Well, you chose him. Your fault. Rick, what's your answer?
I'm
a solid answer for this one.
You go. I'm Googling for MCR Katie.
No! It's not going to show up.
Tyson Kidd, but only with like the hair where he was bald but had a fringe. I just think that looked really slick. That's mine. Do you have an answer?
No.
You can take Tyson Kidd too. It's okay. I know you all want him. You can just take the answer if you want.
Bob Buchanan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I didn't actually like the fanfic used to be about TV shows and stuff. You won't find it.
We are going to find it. It's going to be about WCW. It's going to be Kevin Nash.
Like now, what you've done, consider what you've just done. You've just confessed that we found some clues towards your name and you said to the internet, you're not going to find it.
Don't fuck with cats. Don't fuck with fanfiction.
Here we go.
Thanks for the question, Rian. At Fosny.
No, don't set hackers after me.
I'm not setting hackers after you. I'm setting Lowesbuds after you.
No, they like me. Don't do that. Don't dig up my...
Oh, it's too funny, though. It's out there now. Well, this is what you get. This is what you get for setting Ricochet on me.
I am staying as far away from this as possible. It's been 2 days since the Royal Rumble, and it was probably the best one in recent years. It was also my first time to a Low Blows party and had an absolutely amazing time. My question is, how long does it take for the stamp to wash off? I've had 5 showers and it's still there. Valid question.
I removed 3 layers of skin with a Brillo pad the next day.
Yeah, mine's like literally, it was like, called just rub it, like just literally, just like, it's like a tattoo. I think we all secretly got tattooed by Rick. That's genuinely what I think happened.
Stop looking for fan fiction.
I'm not. I was checking how many things the Ricochet.
Oh, okay. But yeah, how long it takes to wash off Rick, seeing as you know.
Still have bits of it on.
Christ.
That's how we get you. It's guerrilla marketing.
Why does the stamp have to be so big? That's what I was taken aback by.
Like they said, do you want a small one or a large one? And like the answer's always going to be large. Like, so it's like, yeah, there we go. So sorry. Like as well though, like we have to see it. So that was my like logic. We have to walk by people and see it.
Did you think you wouldn't recognize me and Kane?
Yeah. It's not that. It's for the security guards who go around checking it.
I mean, they didn't check me.
Yeah.
They do a random interval stuff, so they did, like, so yeah, we had to do that for everyone.
Fuck it, okay.
We branded everyone, I apologise.
At Irish Slam Dan, would you rather fight one Liam Royal-sized rat or 100 rat-sized Liam Royals, no weapons allowed?
For the record, I did do some research on this, and Dan has said that Ant-Man rules don't apply, so he doesn't have the same physical attributes when he's smaller. So, but there is 100 of them.
Well, so, no, but then it's not him.
So, no, but like he's a small version of himself. Do you know what I mean? But like he like
right. You're confusing my answer.
It's scaled down. Like
no,
so.
No. You're confusing my answer. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say my answer was the one rat that's Liam Royal size.
Yeah.
Because Liam Royal's gonna beat the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? So whether he's the size of a rat, whether he's the size of Liam Royal.
That's fair.
Whereas like you know, I think I'd stand a better chance against the rat. I mean, the rat doesn't have the combat skills that Liam Royal has. So, yeah, the scaling down part messes it. So I'm just gonna pretend I didn't know that. So yeah, you've got the same answer as me.
Yeah, no, I got that right. Yeah.
What about you, Katie?
I'm just terrified by the thought of it because I'm afraid of both rats and Liam Royal. I don't know which.
I think with one, it's easier to just sort of.
Actually, no. Fuck it. Hang on. 100 rat-sized Liam Royals, because then I don't actually see a rat.
You see,
they're just the size.
You see mini Liam Royals, yeah. And you get to step on them.
Do you think you stepped on Liam Royals?
Oh, I wouldn't step on them. I would try.
No, it'd make the others madder.
I would try somehow harness their energy by offering them things they liked, like protein.
Yeah, like gym shit. Yeah,
and that sort of stuff to get them to do.
Just
my
breaking up a protein bar and then just throwing the crumbs at them all and watching them fight.
That's what I'd do.
And then scarper it. Actually,
and then have
decent,
them interrupt a mid-card mafia match and carry Dom off.
That'd be funny.
That's what
it is. That would be funny.
Thanks for the question, Dan. At Tristan M. Carroll, my dog emotionally manipulates me into giving her too many treats. I've started lying and saying the vet told me she'll explode if I give her any more. I know lying to her is a breach of trust, but I feel like it's for her own good. Am I being a bad owner? I don't think so, because I'm in the same boat. My mom is constantly on me like, you can't give Toby any more treats, can't give Toby any more treats. So I just have to outright tell him, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to give you any, or you know, I'll get kicked out and stuff. He doesn't care. He says to me, like, I don't care about your situation. Give me the sweets. You know what I mean? That's just the sound thing to do. I'm like, you don't understand the bigger picture here. He's like, I don't care the bigger picture. So it's a debate that's somebody end. It really is. It's a moral dilemma. I don't think you are being a bad owner. I think you're looking out for what's best for your dog. I don't think lying is really the way you need to go, though. I think you just have to be honest and just tell them the situation. But you know,
it's a whole like teach a man a fish type deal. You know what I mean? It's like you have to, like, they won't understand why treats are a bad thing, and they won't adopt a naturally healthier lifestyle if it's based on the premise of a lie. Do you know what I mean? And then eventually, if that dog were to ever find out, the vet was to be like, "No, dude, you're not going to explode." Like then. You know, that's everything. That's in the air, you know.
You just have to own up. That's how I feel anyway. Katie, what's your stance on this?
My favourite tactic is to make Phil the bad cop in the situation with the
dog
treats.
What man does to me. What a snake. Like, well, by the way, I didn't mention that. Everyone else still feeds him. Everyone else. I'm the only person who abides by the rules that are given to me. So, like, I'm the bad guy in Toby's eyes. Everyone else, like, when he hears something rusting in the kitchen, he runs in, no matter who it is. But when he sees me, he's like, oh, for fuck's sake. So, you know.
Sometimes I try to trick Amber and give her, like, a vegetable instead. She doesn't like that.
I mean, yeah, you could give healthy treats. Some dogs do love it. Like, Toby will eat anything as long as it's not, like, lettuce or something. It's funny that I've seen him spit it out. but, yeah, no. So, yeah, I hope that helped. Tristan, I hope it all goes well with you and your dog. Please let us know how it goes on.
Regular updates. There's a retweet up on the Low Blows page, by the way, if you want to go back and find it.
At Declan Byrne 31, apparently this was sent privately to the Low Blows page, was it? Just to clarify, I actually don't run any of Low Blows social media. I've seen one or two people tweet Low Blows without tagging me, expecting me to see it, something about me or to me, I won't see it. So, just letting you know. I am... Oh, this is Declan Quest. This is Declan now. I am 100%... What?
Greg Poldre, he's 100%.
What, this question? I am 100%...
Sure, I take it means.
Okay, right. No, did you change this?
I had to put Greg Poldre in because there was a picture.
Greg Bolger. Okay, I was wondering. I am 100% sure Greg Bolger is going to unfollow me one day soon, and he only followed me on here because he felt sorry for me. Bollocks, right? Bollocks, straight up. Not even taking the piss. Declan, you are my favourite Twitter account on all of Twitter. Mean that. No, I mean that, genuinely. So, you know, I don't think that's why he followed you. So my question is for the next Ask No Blows is, any celebrity follow you and you don't want to lose him as a follower, because this is my answer.
Sometimes I get like wrestlers that I really like following me, and then I remember I tweet some stupid shit sometimes, and I get really embarrassed about my own tweets, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe they seen that and they're going to delete it. I'm trying to think who. I don't know. I don't think any celebrities really follow me. Oh, hang on. No, I used to watch his reality show called Rockstar in Excess, and I was obsessed with the singer from it, and he followed me, and I check every couple of months, and he still follows me.
Nice.
So I would not like to lose Marty Casey.
You see, yeah, well, he does qualify Greg Bolger as a celebrity, so we're kind of leaving this
it's
open.
It's a low bar.
I find like maybe, I don't know.
Check me.
I find like anyone, usually it's wrestlers who weren't particularly famous when they followed me, in Irish wrestling,
yes,
are now famous. Like I look at my phone, I'm like, Session Moth follows me. That's probably my most famous like follow. You know what I mean? Like, that's a legit star now. You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's cool.
Not only that, but she's watched like loads of your videos as well. Like,
I don't really fear anybody unfollowing me because I don't really notice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have one of those apps that tells me. No. I don't check.
Why would you invite that kind of like?
Yeah, it's not something that works. I mean, like, I'd imagine if they unfollow me, they unfollow me for a reason. And if they want to follow back, they can follow back. It's not something. Sure, if I discover it, I do take it personally because I'm like, how dare you? But then you come to your senses and you're like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? It might follow back later on or whatever. You know, it's not something I'd worry about, really. And you shouldn't worry about Greg Bolger. If he unfollows you, Declan, that's your loss.
Marty Casey.
His loss. I meant his loss. That was horrible advice. It's his loss.
Marty Casey.
He still follows me, but I've just realized I've doubled his followers, so.
Oh!
Nice.
That means you're a celebrity. Casey follows me. Katie follows me. That's a celebrity.
Although yeah, that's true.
I think I might.
He's verified.
The only.
Is that a real verification? That's why.
Oh, is that not real?
Like blue, it's a blue tick.
No, it's not Twi.
Is it? Has it changed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
And you're not allowed fake.
I've got the light Twitter.
Oh, you fucking disgusting fucking.
Jesus.
I'm just looking at Greg Bolger's follower account. I know we're tight on time, but I just wanted to. Oh, no, he has more followers than me. Okay,
I'm humbled. I was devastated to discover one day that Finn Balor had unfollowed. It was shortly after the OTT fallout, so I'm guessing he must have seen some of that. But, like, I was very, like, I didn't start that, like, for fuck's sake, lads. I was, like, yeah, I was really, like, kind of, yeah, I was really upset when that happened.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because, like, the odd time, like, we would have, like, because he was on the show before, and, like, we would have thrown the odd DM and stuff
Well, now he hates you. He hates you.
And now, yeah, I'm like, oh, man, but you seem so sound that, like, and I'm not wrong here, but, like, man, that's really
it is sound. He just doesn't like it.
It bothered me.
But yeah, no, I think we're all way too sensitive to people unfollowing us, and just, you know. But yeah, thanks, Declan. Keith at Bittersweet Chin M, with VAR being used in such an amazing style at the Royal Rumble Pool Tag title match. We explained this already in the main show. How would you change the Houston Premier League to make it actually work?
I'm going to actually answer this question. So for me,
well, I hope so.
but a decent answer, not a joke one. Like, in every like good video assistant, there's a part of a challenge part of it where it's like, for me, if you think of tennis, if you think of football, if you think of anything, you have to strategize where you call in the video referees, and there's a penalty if you get it wrong. So for example, like for me, the way I go with it is, right, all goals are officially checked, but if you want a video challenge, like you get maybe two challenges on each team per game, and then like similar to the NFL rules, where like say if you have a challenge and you want like an offside challenge or a foul challenge, then if you're right, you get to keep your challenges, but if you're wrong, you lose a challenge or you lose a sub or something like that. There's a penalty for getting it wrong. So you have to get it right. So it then becomes about strategy. It then becomes, there's a justification for doing it. A problem with VAR right now, and I think it is the right way to go, because every sport, every modern sport has some kind of video assistance, so to help with the accurate calls and to help get the right winners. So it makes sense that the biggest sport should have it. But the problem with it now is because it's available bubble, everything is getting checked and it's slowing everything down, and it's becoming such a crucial part of the game that it's disproportionate. Whereas at least if you do goal line checks, then you're like, right, we know if goals go in, that's fair, that's a big deal. But if it's fouls, if it's offsides, if it's something like that, it doesn't need to go to it. But if there's a challenge and there's stakes for the other team, if they're wrong, then it becomes a tension thing, and then it becomes something entertaining, and it becomes an asset to the sport.
I think get rid of all the rules, prison rules, let's go. Katie, do you have any input now?
I had a real life VAR experience there a couple of weeks ago. Just found it all very confusing. And just kind of killed the pop for me.
Yeah, so prison rules, you agree with me. Yeah. They should just be able to beat each other up.
I did.
Oh, thanks for the question, Keith. At Nolanoid 4000, is VAR ruining pool?
I think it made the pool the other night. It's like, that was a shit match because you guys shit the bed.
It would have sued.
I don't know why you think we were ever good at pool.
Well, we are good at pool.
We just managed to pull it together. That was the point. That was the story. You just always managed to pull it together.
And we pulled it together again. Without VAR, we would have got fucked over, and we didn't. Justice was served.
You would have got fucked over. You would have got beaten fair and square.
We wouldn't have got beaten at all. We would have made the comeback anyway, so fuck it.
He potted the black easily.
Yeah.
That's not
after I set it up for him. So who's the real good pool player here?
The person who didn't pot a single ball. The person who didn't pot a single ball. Now I hope that settles the debate of who's the captain now. Jesus Christ. Like,
because I picked a new team name.
I don't want to hear it. So
I want to hear it. What's your suggestion?
The Queens, I want to be Katie and her matey.
No. No.
Why can't my name be in the team name?
Because it's shit.
This will go on. We're going to continue this.
All right. Final question from Tony Kenny at tkenny2622. With Drew winning the Royal Rumble and him being from Glasgow and Dave the Old Firm Derby, what's the best rivalry in sports?
Bows and Rovers.
Yeah, it's a solid show.
Yeah, but it's real. Like, I prefer rivalries in smaller leagues are much better. And that's why, like, I for me, my answer is probably Celtic versus Rangers. Because that rivalry carries Scottish football. You take that out, and it was taken out when Rangers went out of business. that was can you tell they're the one club I actually hate with a passion? But it was shit. It was shit when it was just Celtic. Celtic and Aberdeen. Celtic and Hearts. You know, like Hearts and Hibs.
Yeah.
No one really cares. You know what I mean? Whereas you look at Serie A, there's the Milan derby. But, you know, it's Juventus. There's, you know.
I enjoyed the Manchester derby as well.
Yeah, but it's rich, famous celebrities diving on a pitch. You know what I mean?
You've never watched it in a local dive pub then.
Yeah, it's not about, the rivalries aren't about the players, they're about the fans. Like, so for me, the best rivalry, and this may seem like an obvious question, it's Man United and Liverpool. The two sets of fans genuinely hate each other. There is a difference between a Man United and Liverpool fan. I'm a United fan, so I'm going to like disparage, you know what I mean? I disparage Liverpool fans to describe them, but like objectively, there is a different, they have two different personality traits, and those two different personality traits clash, and like it creates a war. Like when Man United aren't doing well, Liverpool are all over them. They don't forget. When Liverpool aren't doing well, United do not forget. That is a rivalry that will go on for fucking ever because they just are chalk and cheese and they hate each other. They're the Rock and Steve Austin of football, and it's not about, it doesn't matter who the players are. Like the players come and go and change, but the rivalry still exists.
But you see, that's why I'm not really that into it, because the players come and go and it doesn't really matter to them. Whereas like when you look at Celtic and Rangers, Scott Brown would fucking rather die than lose to Rangers, you know what I mean?
It gets scummy though. That's the problem with it.
What I love about it.
Houses get broke into, like people start getting threatened, pipe bombs start going through like families' windows.
And that's a proper rivalry.
See, I just enjoy when you get good memes. Like I still honestly think one of the best days of Phil Boyd's life was the 6-1 over United.
Yeah, like
can we just skip over that point? I'm going to go Brighton versus Crystal Palace simply because of the one video that I found where Brighton fans were at the train station. I saw fans in distance. They were just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Like, we're Brighton. What? We're Brighton as well. And they're like, we're Brighton. Like, oh, sorry. It's a really funny video. If any of you can find it, send it to me because I lost it. That'd be great. Yeah, I've probably forgotten a shit ton. Sorry. But the final question, also from Tony.
Love this.
Queen versus Keane. Playground insults.
Try keep it safe, guys.
I was just saying I'm going to get cancelled.
With 30 seconds on the clock, you got to win. Team captainship is on the line now. Katie, go.
What do I just say? Like, goober, nerd, bitch, dope, a tick.
I thought we were going back and forth, no?
No.
Dog, dumbass, jackass, slap nuts. Oh, fucking Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett, isn't an insult.
I'm going to count it.
Jabroni. Oh my God, I don't
Seven,
know anymore.
Six, five, four, three, two, one. 12. Not bad. Not bad.
I really panicked there at the end because I did not want to swear.
Corbyn Keane, don't get cancelled. 30 seconds, go.
You're ma. I know you are, but what am I? How can we be virgins when all we had to go when we all had to go of your L1 before the party started? Corbyn is a wonderful woman. Hand emojis in the air.
15 seconds. Three.
Hope that joke was worth it.
You've got 9 to get. 10
I
seconds left.
Going to be back and forth. I wasn't ready for this. How do you finish them off?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Stupid head. Stupid head.
Katie absolutely destroyed you.
Yeah, but mine was so good that...
However, we're going to do a special Queen versus Keane bonus round. 30 seconds, back and forth. First person to knock out an insult loses. Go.
Goober.
Nerd.
Gobshite.
I know you are. What am I?
Dope.
Your ma.
Tick.
Your dad.
Oh!
I like that. That's good.
We're gonna have to call this one a tie. It's one apiece. Corbyn Keane, you got it in the death anyway.
Cool. Oh yeah, right. It's my show. Yeah. I was waiting for you to sign out. So, yeah. Thanks for everyone. Bye.